do not try and change your dial. Your radio has been hijacked by Streaming Underground. You will now hear 45 minutes of entertainment and information. Resistance is futile.
And who wouldn't want a girl like that?
Ow!
Lee, do you want a girl like that, brother?
Not really.
No? All right. Nah. Welcome, everybody, to Streaming Underground, 11th show edition. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, and look forward to having some good laughs, some good information, solid entertainment, 45 minutes worth, to be exact. Of course, you can find us each and every week over at facebook.com/streamingunderground. Also, on our website, which, exciting news tonight, we are working on a new and improved website for you, creating some more interaction for our fans, some neat little tricks and toys. So we're excited about what we got going on over there, which is why you've seen some maintenance and things going on. But check us out this week. We have some highlights from tonight's show and a lot of good things happening. I'm going to kick it over to Scott, Mr. Trent.
Hello.
And he'll tell you what we got going on in the studio tonight.
Well, we got a lot going on. We got breaking news all about the place. Number one, Mike has jammies, but they're not chore jammies.
Who cares?
You can't wear those expecting not to talk about it.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, everybody cares.
No one cares.
He's got hearts on.
Hearts on. Hearts.
Easy. Use your
hearts on.
You got hearts on.
Yeah. Yeah, use your syllables.
Hearts.
Hearts on them.
Lee does not. He does have a T-shirt, but it is no softball T-shirt.
But it's kind of it kind of is a softball T-shirt, only because it's an Oakley T-shirt representing what?
Sunglasses.
Okay, and you wear sunglasses when you play?
No.
Oh.
No,
yes, you do. You're basically
never have.
All you're doing now is you're just a billboard, sir. I'm at least original with my Hawaii 5-0 visor and my heart jammies.
By original, you mean homeless.
I thought that was last week.
So we got an Oakley. It's like a hypercolor shirt, actually.
It's nice. Hypercolor?
Sexy.
It's all like been washed too many times. And yeah. It's kind
this
of permanent.
This is the second time I've wore this
shirt.
It's all
hyped out.
Yeah, in a row.
Remember a few shows back, we were talking about how T-shirts, it used to be back in the day where they would like, you know, they would turn colors on
hypercolor. That's what
they
called.
And they would, you know, and so that's basically what we're working with is a 1995 version of that situation.
Yeah,
not at all.
It kind of seems that's what we're working with.
No,
it's not like that, but it kind of is.
Whatever. So,
even half sleeve over here with his black T-shirt, he still mixed it up with a goatee.
That's right.
He's like,
it's a solid black shirt though tonight. No tape, no funny business.
No funny business. Just dude.
Just I'm here to, you know, take names and
kick something.
Give you chafed lips.
You do look good with a goatee, though. I got to admit.
Buddy,
you need some facial hair.
Did the wifey tell you to do that? Or
no, she's against it.
She totally against it. Yeah, she's all, I hate that. I was like, well, good. Now I'm definitely going to keep
it. Attaboy.
Yeah, I don't have to kiss you.
I rule my roost. Noodle.
Yeah.
Nice. We got a special guest.
Special guest.
The one, the only Nomeo, Scooter Lang.
Scooter Lang.
What's up, dude? Thanks for being in the studio tonight. Oh, glad you're here.
Hey.
Hello.
So tell us, Scott, what do you think about being in the studio? Was it everything you imagined and then some?
I'll have to tell you after the show.
Okay, nice. Thanks. That's encouraging. No, Scooter's one of our most faithful and dedicated fans, and we're glad to have him.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Look forward to spending the next 40-something minutes with you. 41, 42 minutes.
Love you. See, if you guys were more like Scott here, you could be here.
That's right, but they're not. They can't all be like Scooter.
That's right.
So we're going to have to, we got two Mikes and two Scotts.
We do. Two Mikes, two Scotts, and a Lee.
Lee's the oddball. Right.
Yeah. Lee is, well, in more ways than one. But I want to give you some news tonight. A couple things as we start tonight's show. Number one is you may have noticed that Kalen has not been with us the last couple weeks. Just been experiencing some family concerns and some issues with his job.
Yeah.
And so he's actually going to go on a new schedule with his work and is no longer going to be on the cast and staff here at Streaming Underground. So, Kalen, thanks so much, dude. We love you. We appreciate what you've done and the time that you've put in.
Flags at half mast for sure.
That's right.
And when
should
you're
we
at
all
work.
Should we fly our pants at half? No. Anyway,
mine already are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kalen's
wow.
No longer on the show, but we've enjoyed what he's brought to the table, and we will try to do your gadget segment justice down the road. So thanks, Kalen, for all you've done. Second order of business tonight is if you remember last week's show, which we had the Big Ten.
Yeah,
which was a great night. We had a lot of fun here in the studio. Celebrated and just had a blast. Well, we announced our new contest for Streaming Underground. And basically the contest is, Mike, I think you said it best. What do we want to do? What's the ultimate goal for our contest?
To hang out at your house.
That's right. We just want to come to your house.
We just want to come to your house and wreck stuff.
we want to do the show. We want to do the show. In addition to wrecking all of your valuables.
Yeah. Eating all your food.
Eating your food.
Frankly, we're going to steal some stuff.
Can you make it a requirement this person has to live with their mom?
Yes.
That would be ideal.
So like we're in their room or their basement and make a ruckus.
Hey, Mom, the meatloaf.
Mom, the meatloaf.
Meatloaf, now.
What is she doing up there? She's crazy.
Yeah.
You never know what she's doing.
You hear the basement door squeak open. Yeah. You guys want some more pastrami? No, shut up, Ma. Oh, man. Anyway, we want to do the show from your house, your yard, basement, bathroom. We don't care.
Doghouse.
Maybe a large walk-in closet. A deck.
RV.
Bathtub.
Yeah,
yard.
An RV would be
cellar.
Cool.
We could take our show on the road for sure.
It'd be great. Anyway, we want to do the show at your house. And so we're going to do a little contest. And what we're going to roll out tonight is simply this. The first five listeners that email us at streamingunderground@gmail.com will be assigned a night of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Pretty simple. First five people get a night of the week at random.
Boom.
And what happens is that whole day, you are responsible for getting us as many likes on Facebook as humanly possible. So let's just say, for example, contestant number one receives a Tuesday.
Ooh.
Okay. Tuesday, Scott.
My favorite day.
Let me ask you, Mr.
Tuesday.
Trent, if in fact you were given Tuesday, what would your responsibility be in this contest?
Tell all my friends to like Streaming Underground on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
But would you just post some stuff or would you really, I mean, give us some advice. What would you do in this situation?
Well, I would call in favors.
Yeah? Like what kind of favors?
Yeah, let's hear like,
I mean, I covered for a lot of people for a lot of things through the years.
Okay.
And you just don't call favors for, any good reason. Like,
so you know
hey,
some
I
secrets.
Need gas money. Yeah, secrets.
Secrets.
I'm like Nicolas Cage.
Okay, basically.
Like, I know.
Less crazy.
Like, I've got bad hair and scraggly face hair.
Lights, camera.
Yeah. And I know where pyramids are. Pyramids and George Washington's beard
stuff.
Well, Scooter, you're in the studio, so let's run this by you. Let's say you're given Wednesday for this contest. What kind of strategy would you bring to the table to see that you win this contest?
I don't know.
Wow.
I threaten people.
Yeah.
Threats you would threat?
Force. Yeah.
Threats?
Threats.
Okay.
Use of force will happen if you do not like this page on Facebook.
Well, I'll tell you now, it doesn't seem like Scooter's a heavy contender, so you may have a chance at this. You may have a chance.
How about, what about you'd say, hey, if you help me win, you can come over and party with the
Now, see,
the SU guys.
If you all team together, use your powers combined, some Captain Planet kind of Captain Planet kind of action.
Yeah. Fire, wind.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Party of 10.
First five people to respond to our email address, streamingunderground@gmail.com, you will be assigned a night of the week. And that or the day of the week, ever how you want to classify that, your day of the week, whether it be Monday through Friday, you're responsible to get us as many likes on Facebook. At the end of the night, we'll take a tally of how many likes you got us from what we previously started with, and that'll put you in the running for a win. So that contest starts now.
So if you happen to be in your car and you're listening to the show, you better stop the car and
You know, ideally, you want emailing something. Ideally, you want two phones or some sort of two devices. That way, you can continue to listen to the show.
Two phones, a steering wheel, and kids in the back.
Right.
And
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin in your lap.
Frankly, a very dangerous situation is what you're trying to orchestrate.
Not really. And then you have to stop the car and send an email.
Right. Letting people know, hey, you like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that contest starts now. Looking forward to see who the first five people are.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Tell
everybody.
What if
they're weird? What if they're really weird, though, and they win?
That's okay.
Well, then, do we still go?
Yeah, dude. Puts lotion on the skin.
Yeah.
I get vibes from people.
How come we got a pit in your basement?
Get it on there.
Church people call it discernment. I call it just being smart.
Okay.
Right. And so, like, if somebody, like, really creepy, you know, like say, Sky Lang, he wins, and I get weird vibes from him. He starts sending me illicit photos and things like that. Do we have to go?
Yes. But let's be fair, though. Yeah, he already sends us illicit photos, and we've told him several times, stop with the photos,
right?
But I think if it's weird, we go.
I just think if we go to his house, he don't have to send photos anymore.
Why is
that? Yeah. Just do it live. Stop to it.
Ready for the real thing?
Oh yeah, stop sending the pics. All right.
Yeah, we could probably handle the situation, right?
I actually like the pics, so
we got like 8, maybe even 1,000 pounds of meat in this room. So
dude.
We could make some stuff happen.
Go ahead, try to touch us inappropriately, and we'll fight you.
Yeah. I may not fight.
Mike's got a nasty case of poison ivy. I just want to warn the crowd.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's not even. It's not even poison ivy at this point. I think it's become a flesh eating disease.
It's actually drying
up. Ebola.
Piv.
Yeah. No, you should have seen.
He's
it.
He's got
like
SARS.
That might be sumac.
You should have seen it last week. It was horrible.
Yeah, I seen him at Kroger's. I corralled my kids.
Come on,
leper.
He was walking out as I was walking in. I'm like, kids, get over here. Get over here, kid.
I'm clean. Hey, Lee, I just want to touch your kids.
That's right.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, that reminds me.
I just lost 7 likes.
I retract my likes, sir.
Unlike.
That reminds me of one of my favorite lines of all time from a movie. Hmm. That comes from School of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Black, remember? Yeah. He's standing in the classroom, and he says, I just want all the parents here tonight to know something. Yeah. Very important.
That's why I said that.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Oh, get out of here. What's wrong with you? Yeah, you've seen it. Jack Black. Yeah, he goes,
get out.
He goes, I just want you to know
get out,
that your kids have touched me. And I'm pretty sure I've touched them, too.
Yeah.
And they're like, get him!
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic scene.
Never heard of it.
So that's our contest.
It's like a gym teacher I had.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Hey, you want to climb that rope in gym class?
Her name was Pat. I couldn't tell.
Foof.
Her name was Pat. Oh, man. We're off to a rocky start.
Yeah. Talking on a stage. 3 health switch.
Golly.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to come out the gate with some entertainment news. Mike, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Half-Sleeve Johnson.
Yeah.
Now, quickly, sir.
Yes.
Tell us what mystery you're going to be solving tonight, Robert Stack.
Well, I'm going to try to solve the Notorious B.I.G. murder.
That's right. You hear this, folks? Yeah. You remember our favorite?
Remember when he was killed?
Yeah. I like it when they call me Big Pop. Remember that song? Yeah. That was cool.
Hypnotize.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you know Notorious B.I.G.
B.I.G. P.O.P.A.
Okay, let's do some trivia here while he's bringing up his segment.
I got it.
Who did B.I.G. give his big start to? Anybody know? Scooter? Who did B.I.G. give his big start to? You may have seen him featured in a couple of
Puff
videos.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Thank you. Come on, anybody.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy?
Yeah. God, it was his amateur hour here at the Streaming Underground Studios. Thank you, Lee.
Yeah.
Gosh, man.
Step your game up.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Well done. Okay. Half Sleeve, what do you got?
All right. Here, starting us off rough right now. A federal prison inmate named Clayton Hill.
Who?
Yeah.
Clayton.
Yeah, Clayton Hill.
The artist formerly known as Clayton Hill.
Yeah. Told HipHopDX.com recently disclosed that he believes he knows who killed the iconic rapper B.I.G.
Is this guy in jail currently?
Yeah, he's in jail right.
And so
right
he
now.
Just kind of reaches out and he says, "Hey, guess what, everybody?
Yeah.
I know who killed."
Yeah. That'll go over well.
The fat man.
Yeah, really. You're on
he killed
jail.
Biggie. Get him.
Get him.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, kiss him first.
Well, okay, Clay.
Did you say Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah,
I think she did.
Did she say kiss him?
Involved too. Somehow.
What's going on here?
So Hill, okay, he's a one. longtime member of the Nation of Islam.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He did it.
Claims
that was offensive, Scooter.
Claims that he met with a man named Dawood Muhammad.
Now that's someone I've heard of.
Yeah, you know Dawood?
Yeah.
Shortly after,
I drove one of those
Atlanta at the Muhammad Mosque, and was given a gun used to kill B.I.G. And that makes Hill an accessory to the crime.
So this
Murder
guy,
was
so
the case that they gave me.
That's right.
Murder was the case.
Which was the best album of all time?
No, was it? No,
wasn't. We have this ongoing smack.
It's
talk.
Not even the best rap album of all time.
It's the best album ever made.
I think Murder was the case. Digital Underground made a better record than that.
Who's this?
Digital Underground. Digital
People
Underground.
Say, yo, Humpty, you really funny looking.
What's wrong with you?
I actually like that song.
So they know. So this guy knows who killed B.I.G.
Yeah, this Dawood guy.
Dawood?
Dawood Laganza.
So where's Dawood?
So he started
Who knows?
No one knows.
No one knows.
It says that the Dawood stated to me, which is Clarence Hill, right, that he was on the run for the murder of Wallace. He disclosed that he was the shooter of the notorious B.I.G. because
oh my gosh.
He was a former Blood gang member.
Bloods and Crips.
And was paid to do so.
Oh, this black
on black crime. Isn't that Dawood guy? Doesn't he own Butterbeef?
Oh, man.
Wow, yeah.
This show went from good
God.
To awful.
To off
just
the air.
Just like that. There goes all of our... There goes all of our Skyline sponsorships.
Yeah,
thank you.
So,
I think
so,
I was paying for all this.
So, in return, Hill plans to release an e-book, Diary of an Ex-Terrorist.
An e-book?
Yeah.
Boom.
Really?
About his time with the Nation of Islam.
This is ridiculous. This is a guy who committed murder, and it's wrapped up in trying to make money.
Yeah. So he killed Notorious B.I.G. and then started manufacturing automobiles.
Yeah. Something like that.
It seems like Dawood. That's the plan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mr. Dawood and microwaves.
Laganza? How'd they get Laganza out of the Dawood anyways?
So the guy in prison knows...
It's Italianish.
The guy in the prison knows
the guy who shot...
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Or he claims to know the guy who...
So what's he trying to get out of it? Is this Clayton individual? Is he trying to get some free time? Is he
trying to get out of jail.
Okay, all right. So he's trying to cough up some...
Cash
some,
money.
So this guy I know, he knows a guy who was standing on the same street.
Yeah.
As Notorious B.I.G. when he got shot.
Yeah.
He walks around a corner... He punched me in the chest.
I thought you were somebody else.
I got these cheeseburgers.
So I shot some.
I shot some.
So
anybody want some cheeseburgers?
This year, the authorities announced that BIG's investigation had been reinvigorated.
Oh.
Citing new leads.
Obviously.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Dawood.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll get solved.
What year did the Biggie Smalls get popped?
It was 97. Like,
are you serious?
March.
Oh, I was going to say, you came off confident with that. When was it? March of what?
March of 97.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
High five.
Oh, wow.
He was 24.
Wow.
Biggie was 24?
He looked 30, at least.
At least. Dude was
30.
He was 47 years old.
Yeah. When you weigh 555 pounds, you look a little tired.
He wasn't skinny, Papa.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I thought you were somebody else.
Actually, the same guy who killed him probably actually killed
Tupac?
Tupac
Shaker?
Well.
Six pack.
Yeah.
That's how we know him in the Midwest. We call him Tupac Shaker.
Tupac Shaker.
It's racist.
That's his name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the most racist thing that's been said all night, clearly.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who owned the Butterbees?
All right.
But see,
does he really, though?
The whole thing about him, though, is he actually was a gangster.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tupac was a gangster.
He was a legit gangster.
How does that happen? How do you go from like gangbanging and being wrapped up in all this just ridiculous stuff and then go, hey, I got to stop real quick. I got to go record some lyrics.
Because he gets around.
I don't know how that even happens. Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to head over to Scott's desk.
Ooh,
Scott's
Mr.
desk.
Mr. Trent.
As soon as he picks up,
I sit next to him.
See what he's got going on.
Yeah, mess is all he's got going on over there.
Show number 11.
Books and whatnot.
Third of the way in the bag.
On say.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. We love you. You're listening to streaming Underground.
Hi-yo!
Beautiful.
Yeah, I love this song.
Wow.
Is this Cheap Trick?
Yeah, dude.
Is it?
That was Cheap Trick, you unfortunately sang with a wiffle bat and hit every note
Dirty.
In that melody on the way down. So, thanks.
I think I have a beautiful voice.
You do have a beautiful voice.
Yeah. I thought about opera.
Yeah.
I want to talk tonight about disturbing news out of Florida. You guys heard about this?
I've heard of Florida.
Disturbing news out of Florida.
Well, there's a lot of disturbing news lately out of Florida.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Disturbing news out of everywhere, it seems like.
Well, okay, seems like in Florida, the meter readers don't just read meters.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Excuse me?
What else are they reading?
Well, Florida traffic cop, female Florida traffic cop.
Of course.
She gets busted. She goes into a public restroom there at the courthouse, gets out her camera phone, pa-keek, takes a photo of a guy... getting ready to
do his business.
Relieve himself.
Really?
At the old urinal.
Wow.
She walks into a men's public restroom?
Yeah.
She hot?
Traffic cop.
She's not.
Dude, oh. Is that you? So out of this whole situation?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, hold on. First question. She attractive?
Would she take a bus?
What'd she think about Ohio?
Check it out, though. From from his point of view, if she's hot, it makes
no,
it
doesn't
okay.
matter.
I don't care who you are. If you take a picture of me peeing, I'm mad at you.
If she's hot, it's okay.
If she's ugly, then you've just been violated.
I'm going to ask this question on behalf of Scooter.
Uh-oh.
How mad? How mad would you be?
How mad?
If someone took a photo of you,
Are you asking me or asking him?
I'm asking you, but on his behalf.
Asking me on behalf of Scooter.
Yeah. He looked at me.
I punch him in the face.
That's how mad you are?
If it was a female, I'd probably just snatch her by her hair.
And
just maybe slap her. I'd slap her.
Okay, what if it was a male?
Who?
Junk punch.
Okay.
Junk punch.
All right. So what you're saying is
grab and twist.
So what? Wow. Yikes. That's very calculated. What you're saying is ultimately if a man took a photo of you while you were relieving yourself in a public restroom, you would injure him severely.
I'd say you got some splaining to do.
Okay.
Some splaining.
I count to 10.
All right.
And it better be good.
Okay, completely. Yeah. Let me say this completely unrelated and side note has nothing to do with this.
After.
Scott, I'm going to send you some information via text. So, just total side note, you want to pay attention to your text messages.
Oh. Okay.
Nothing. Draw your own implications. Continue.
Okay. So this woman, she comes out and obviously this guy's making a scene, you know. Hey, she just photoed me at my urinal space, and so another deputy
in my
that was around.
Area.
He comes up to her, and she starts taking photos of him. Now they're outside in the courtroom hallway, whatever. Everything's cool with that.
But she's getting arrested. Kink,
she's kink. She's just like clicking away, and he's like points his finger at her, and he's like, "Hey, you." You better stop it.
Hey
knock
guys.
It off.
I don't know what so you're goes, doing, but you better stop.
And so she does what anybody else would do in that situation.
Take the picture.
Takes more pictures.
She bites his finger.
What?
She bit his finger? She lunges for the finger and about takes the tip clean off the finger.
Ouch.
The finger joint, if you
and
will.
And that lady's name is Casey Anthony.
And then at
she's,
that point,
she's
I
not guilty.
Not guilty of that either.
Not guilty.
Punched her in the mouth.
Framed. She didn't do nothing. She likes to have a good time. You leave that girl alone.
You thought the troubles in Florida stopped there, but they don't.
Okay. Man. Continue along, sir.
I'm kind of thinking about whether I should go here or not, but I
go.
Will for the
go.
Sake
I
of live,
would.
Live online radio. I'm talking about Grandpa's puppies.
Oh. Grandpa's puppies.
What happened to Grandpa's puppies?
So just imagine this situation. 3-year-old grandson. You know, he's at Grandpa's house, and he's like,
the puppy's sleeping.
Where's Grandpa? He walks in the other room. Old Grandpa has got some candles lit, some Barry White on the radio, and he's...
Let him finish.
And he's about ready to get to know the dog in a special, special way.
So what you're saying is he's a victim of puppy love.
Puppy love.
That's what you're saying.
They caught it, puppy love.
He's a victim of puppy love.
I always heard you could love your dog, but just don't love your dog. You know what I'm saying?
Did and you know that if you put peanut butter in
it? No.
Stop now.
No. Lee Dumford.
Yeah, Lee.
From Bethel.
Grandpappy's Bethel. Puppies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what you're dealing with in Florida.
So is this one dog or?
I don't know.
Florida,
I don't know.
Felicity.
That matters to the situation.
Like a pack of wild dogs.
I mean, I'm just trying to get all of
it. It was
packs.
Like the family dog. Actually, they said it was a 3-year-old bulldog. Just so you
yawn.
You could finish out the mental image.
Go big or go home, right?
Yeah, well.
That's a whole lot of ugly.
So obviously, he got arrested for this. So when you think of Florida,
Chip. So did
you
he
think about the Casey Anthony? You know what you're working with. It's no surprise.
Now hold on.
Did he get arrested for cruelty to animals?
Yeah, something along that line. I don't know if they have an actual law code for that. What he was doing.
He's going to be tried by a jury of his peers. Yeah. But he'll probably be not
bunch
guilty.
Bunch of dog guys.
But
right?
the question is, did what he do? A, was it cruel? and B, how did he get arrested? You said it was a three, you know.
The 3-year-old comes out and says,
"What's Pappy doing?
Pappy, I don't know. I'm not going.
Pappy's
there.
Giving the dog a bone.
Wow,
is what you were trying to say? I think.
Wow. Your wife's never gonna let this air. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah. No, that's appropriate.
So
how?
It's inappropriate.
How?
It's inappropriately inappropriate.
I mean, it's just a horrible situation. The kid's probably ruined for life. I don't know.
What
but,
kid? What
yeah,
about
the, he's got arrested. He's got a mugshot. He's got like a yellow smoker's mustache. And he looks like a guy who might be capable of something like this.
Yeah.
So I was disturbed.
Oh, I like dogs.
But let's move away from Florida.
What's he doing with
and
Buddy?
I'll give you one more little tidbit of...
Okay.
All right. Of crimes. This one's a little bit lower key.
Crimes.
And you gotta kind of respect this guy.
How?
For initiative, okay?
Okay.
He lives in Chicago. He's having a problem with his love life, right? Meeting the ladies.
That sounds like Scooter.
Right. Right. And some people like Scooter go to mail order bride.
Right.
Not when you look like Tom Cruise.
That's right.
But if you don't go mail order bride.
Tom Scooter.
We'll come back to that. You go with this guy, and you do you do something that makes ladies fall at your feet. You buy an alligator in Indiana.
Yeah, dude.
You buy an alligator in Indiana.
I tell you what, you walk an
check
alligator
out
in
my
the park,
gator.
The girls are just attracted to you like no other.
So this guy gets 5 years ago, he buys an alligator in Indiana for $200, and next thing you know, he's got an aquarium. To keep it alive, he feeds it to 10 live mice a month.
What?
10 live mice a month.
That's
what alligators like. Not dead ones, not chickens, not even gerbils. They
just
like 10
mice.
Live mice. And so,
I think a chicken would be, I think a chicken would be way too much work.
I don't know. Like on the TV, you see like them, like, you know, they're gator wrestling? They tell them chickens to get them worked up in a frenzy.
I guess they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, if you threw me a chicken, I think if you threw me a chicken, it'd get me worked up in a frenzy. If I had to guess. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about the situation.
That is, you like chickens.
I just think for a minute we all need to pull ourselves together and really think about this.
I'm having a hard time. Hold on. I just feel like there's been a lot tonight. We've had the big show. We've had everything going on. You're talking about grandpa and the family
and the
pooch.
Puppy.
And you're talking, and
now
just
talking
there's
chickens.
A lot happening here, and that, now you're talking about alligators and chickens, and I don't know what to do.
Evidently, in Chicago city limits, you can't have a vicious animal, and it just so happens an alligator is on that list, like a honey badger.
Did you say honey badger?
A cobra.
A honey badger.
There's a great video
pelicans.
Online, by the way.
Like maybe a wombat.
Honey
badger. Wombat.
Honey
you can't.
Badger
you can't have.
No.
You just can't have an alligator. A guy's like, hey. I did it for the ladies. I'm trying to meet women. So,
oh, look
so he
at
goes
the
out
little
and he goes,
alligator. He's
hey,
so
you know what I got back in my apartment? No, what? An alligator.
An alligator.
Why don't you come back?
You
want to
see
it?
Want to see it?
It's got lots of teeth.
You come feed him fish.
That's fascinating.
No, mice.
Mice, man.
Mice.
Hey, why don't you participate in the show?
Mice
yeah.
a month.
Lee.
Got your own
you
agenda
what,
over
Leaford.
There.
I see your lips moving,
well,
but they
I mean,
ain't saying it.
I ain't picking up what you're putting down right now.
That's right. Ridiculous.
Scooter, tell us about your mail order bride.
Yeah.
Come on now.
What's her name?
Sheila.
Show us the way to the mail order bride.
What is her name?
I actually work with a guy who
has a mail order bride.
Seriously?
Hey.
Yes.
What's his name?
Finest Johnson.
Is it Finest Johnson?
Nah. His name's Keith Smooth.
With a name like that, Keith you don't Smooth. Have to mail order.
Okay, all right.
Keith Stone.
With a name like Finest Johnson. It just keeps on going. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any other news out of Florida or any other sort of animal cruelty that you want to speak about tonight?
Sarah, I'm all
Sarah McLaughlin.
Stuff. I thought that was
yeah,
enough.
Really. Yeah, Sarah.
Hey, I got a question.
Mm-hmm. Send me some money for these pets.
You said the puppy guy.
Yeah.
He looked the part, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What does the guy look? What does your typical
picture
puppy lover look like?
Like Ron Jeremy's ugly brother.
He looks a bit like Scott.
I mean,
him or me.
But it's hard to imagine. But if you make me ugly.
Glasses.
Yeah. With like parted gray hair down the middle.
Yeah.
And it's kind of shoulder length.
Yeah. Tan and a gold watch.
A gray kind of full beard. Yeah. I keep my beard kind of like chin strapish.
Right.
But like, his goes all the way up to like almost the eye sockets, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like Scooters.
Okay.
He's got like a neck beard. And
does have a neck beard.
It's like a month old beard. But
sort of
like
Patrick Swayze's brother.
Yeah. Ernest? Wow. Ernest Swayze?
Ernest Swayze.
So just picture like a month old beard with like a 10-year-old mustache that's like coming over the lips.
Ernest
Swayze.
Yeah.
This guy made quite an impression, I'm not going to lie.
Like,
but the best thing is all about lips. It's yellow tinge like
from nicotine.
From just smoking them when you got them.
Smoked out.
Like Marge shot.
Yeah.
Marge shot.
Wow. Give me another cigarette.
Oh my goodness.
Marge with a
beard. Get him, Pete.
Well, thanks, Scott, for the news updates and what's going on.
I think I'm
going
to go get me a dog kennel.
Before we go to break tonight, I want to talk briefly about. I mean, we're already spending some time in Florida. Let's kind of pull in the reins here. We've had some pretty ridiculous stories, but let's talk seriously for just a moment about the whole Casey Anthony situation. I want to go around the room and quickly. Let's just kind of talk about. Of course, she was found not guilty on all counts, with the exception of four lying to investigator charges.
What did she have to lie about if she wasn't guilty?
I don't know.
That's the simplest question you can come up with in that case.
According to the defense, she only lied because she's crazy. And then they said, well, she could have never possibly done what the prosecution says.
Hey,
she'd have to be crazy.
Hey, my kids have been missing for, 2 months. I'm going to go party.
Let's
I'm going
to
dance
the Macarena.
On the table.
Okay, let's try to condense this and just say, half sleeve, is Casey Anthony, in the court of public opinion, is she guilty or innocent?
In my personal opinion,
yeah,
I'm going to throw it out here, and you can do with it what you may.
I guess what Grandpa did with the puppy. Here we go.
Yeah. If she was remotely involved with her kid dying, being killed, whatever, getting hurt, whatever, she, A, needs her teeth kicked in, and B, needs to be drug out into the street and shot.
So, but do you think she did? And now a jury of her peers found her not guilty of any of those shenanigans. But do you think
a jury of half sleeve Johnsons would say,
yeah,
guilty,
killer?
No, I mean, they were going to be on jury duty, but they were high.
I'd have to, see all of the facts and then form my own.
Okay.
But
all right.
But I mean, me personally, I hate hearing about kids getting hurt.
Yes.
I hate hearing about kids getting killed. I
agree 100%.
I just hate it.
You're right. It's tough.
It's rough, dude.
It's
if it was,
don't say it.
Your kids?
No!
Mike's kids?
I know, there it is.
Lee's kids? I'd kick teeth in for all kids.
I appreciate that.
Except for Scooter's kids.
Yeah, forget your kids.
You deserve it.
He's quiet over here, so.
Okay. All right, Scooter.
I mean, just all kids, dude. I mean, I'd kick teeth in and spend time in jail, dude.
Mike loved the kids.
Yeah, dude.
You do. You have a soft heart. You are. You're an opposing figure with a soft heart.
Yeah.
Scooter, what do you think? In the court of public opinion, in your life, sir, is she guilty or innocent?
I think guilty, but I think her parents were also involved.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good
conspiracy.
Point.
There we go. Leiford, guilty or innocent?
You already know.
Yeah.
She's guilty as could be.
Guilty as
and
sin.
And I tell you what, I think it's going to work out in the end that she was found not guilty by the jury, because I think somebody's going to get a hold of her and do what really needs to be done to her.
Oh, yeah. It's
I think she'll ultimately.
Tape her and lock her in a trunk.
The justice will
chloroform.
Be served.
I think ultimately she will end up going to jail.
For something,
she'll be caught trying to steal back her own memorabilia. Yeah. So I think that's. That's a real possibility.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't I hear somewhere that the duct tape that was found across her mouth had her lip prints on it?
I don't know.
Well,
I thought I heard of that somewhere.
And DNA found in her car?
Yeah.
All Trent, that. Mr. Trent, guilty or innocent?
Guilty. Guilty 100%. I think she probably maybe accidentally killed her, but then like tossed her in the trunk and
then panicked.
In a party.
Here's what I would say. But the conclusion I came to today while eating at an Arby's.
Yeah.
Which is where I also
It's good food.
Where I do a lot of my legal thinking.
That's awesome.
Arby's. Yeah.
That's a perfect place.
Did you just say good mood food?
It's good news food.
What? God, he just, yikes.
I hate that commercial.
That's a good commercial.
That's awesome.
At the end of the day, her and her parents killed that girl. They all did it together. They're all whacked out crazy, right, bunch of abusers and messed up.
Yeah.
But she's innocent as far as the state of Florida is concerned.
I want to make a prediction.
Our justice system.
Within 18 months, she'll either be dead.
Yes.
Or in jail.
In jail and or
dead.
Pregnant. That's what Whittemore's going for.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'd say somebody was raped and murdered here last night.
Oh, wow. All right, we're going to, on that note, hey, I guess we'll take a break.
Take a break.
If you're still listening when we get back, we're going to find out more about our guest in the studio, a little about his life and path and where he's come from. And then we're going to head over to Lee for some all-star news. So thanks for listening. We love you so much. We're glad that you're here.
I love you too.
Listening to Streaming Underground.
Still listening. You did you turn up the heat? It's getting hotter and I'm growing weak. Maybe it's because you're standing close to me. I'm coming down with something feverishly.
All right, Lee, give us some information about the All-Star break.
Ooh. The All-Star game is next Tuesday, July 12th.
Ooh.
Got three Reds playing in it.
Three Cincinnati Reds.
That's right.
That's where our show is based.
We're doing human highlight film, BP, Brandon Phillips, Joey Votto, guess the third.
Johnny Cueto.
Scott Trent.
Sean Casey.
What? Eric Davis.
Davis, he come
Deion
out.
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, yes.
Pete Rose.
Pitcher?
Field. Joey
right
Votto.
Jay Bruce.
Yes.
Jay Bruce.
Bruce.
I feel bad for that guy because every time they chant his name, it sounds like they're booing him. Every time. Bruce.
Yeah, but he knows. It's like
Bruce Springsteen.
He knows.
But with a name like Bruce, though, I mean, you can't ever be wrong.
Yeah.
People chant Bruce.
They're booing you. No, they're not.
No, they're saying my name.
No, they are not booing me.
Say my name. All right, Lee, tell us about the game, where it's being played, all the goodies.
Arizona. It'll be next Tuesday.
Oh.
Okay.
I think the National League will take it.
League will take it. Why do you think that?
Just because I'm a National League fan. I don't like the American League.
Wow, that's offensive, sir.
I don't like the Cardinals.
We just celebrated the 4th of July.
And I don't like Americans. What?
What?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, League.
Horrible.
Now, you took that in a completely different...
Who's starting pitching?
We took it the direction you
needed. All I heard was not like in America.
That's silly. Well, what's it got to be a secret?
It's a big secret. Everything's a secret.
Everything.
In baseball.
Yeah, just so you know, Lee is our resident conspirator, and struggles with truth, I guess.
Professor
no,
Plum.
I do not. That's a lie.
All right, we're going to switch gears just a minute. Scott Lang, talk to us for a minute, buddy. Where are you from? What do you do? Why are you on the show, man? Give us tell us a bit about where do you hail from?
From Batavia nowadays.
Okay,
Batavia.
So
nice.
Batavia, Ohio.
Ohio.
All right. And
wow.
Not what's wrong with you?
God.
Hey.
So remember, when we come to your house, it's going to be just like this.
Yes. Yes.
So
only worse.
In your living room.
Yeah, in your living room, shoes off.
Scott, are you married? You got kids? What do you got going on?
Married with three kids.
Okay, all right.
That's, married with children.
How's that going? How's that going for you?
Oh, it's going good.
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah.
Marriage is just good.
And do you have a job? Are you employed? Or are you just independently wealthy?
Are you just a bum?
I'm employed.
Employed? Where are you employed at?
That's good.
I work at Ford.
Ford?
Yeah.
Can you get me a car?
Can you get me a Toby Keith autograph?
More importantly.
They had a Toby Keith autographed guitar there.
Really? Sweet.
Gave it away in a drawing.
Finest Johnson won it.
Finest Johnson.
Tell us about Finest Johnson.
Finest Johnson is a man's actual name.
Yeah.
Who works at Ford.
And you work with this guy on what shift?
I don't work with him now. But
you don't work with him? Okay.
I see him occasionally.
Used to, though. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you get hooked up with the guys here at Streaming Underground? What's what do you love about the show? Tell us.
Talk. Yeah.
Tell us.
Just a bunch of regular guys.
Nice.
That's right.
Doing their thing.
Yeah.
We represent the man's work.
The man. The working man.
The working man.
What's your wife's best quality?
Yeah. Talk to us about that.
You're about to get him in trouble.
He loves his wife. I mean,
I do. I really. I even have a T-shirt that says that.
Got it. Gatlinburg.
She bought it for me.
That's the same. And you wear it when she says to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She has one that says, "I'm with stupid."
She's great. Yeah.
And his says, "I love my wife."
I love my wife a lot.
She's great. What's she great at?
What's your favorite quality?
Lots of things.
Yeah. Lots of things. Okay. Yeah.
My prereq is.
What's the best dinner she makes you?
This has become less of an invitation and more of an inquisition.
Yeah. Just trying to get to know her.
Yeah. It's like waterboarding.
Exactly. Water. Oh, I can't breathe.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, hey, I'm glad you came out tonight.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
We're thankful cool. you're here.
You're welcome here anytime, sir.
Yeah,
there's a microphone for you.
Come
anytime.
Hang out.
It's got a
kick back.
It's got a number 4 on it. Yeah. The yellow tag.
That's right. Can't miss it.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
I'm in parking spot number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, bam, 36.
We want to encourage everybody, take some time, go over to the website, mycincyradio.com, click on Streaming Underground, and you'll see details about tonight's show and more details about the competition. But we hope all of you will take time and jump in and join the competition. We'd love to come to your house. We'd love to do the show, from wherever you are. And we would love to pack up a trailer and bring all our equipment and do it there for a night and have just a great time.
I have a thought.
Uh-oh. It's dangerous when you think. I hope you know this.
I know. So should we, I was kind of thinking about this first five.
Okay, the first five contestants?
Just to be fair, yeah.
Okay.
You know, because no one, we don't want you to, be in your car and then, cause a wreck because you have to stop.
Yeah, but we'll speak for yourself.
Right. Yeah, speak for yourself. But, Mike and Lee, they want you just to wreck stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You do not stop driving.
Right. Text and drive do all that.
You get there a lot faster if you don't stop.
I don't have a problem with texting and driving. That's a big deal.
Me either, but most girls do.
No!
So
that's a fine observation.
Hey, I'm just...
Call as I see him.
I call it... Yeah, exactly. I call it just how I see it. But, I think maybe we should get it a pool of people, guys, gals,
ooh,
who think, they should explain to us in a one sentence why we should come to their house.
Okay.
And then,
so you're saying, first five contestants
who
email us
more.
In one sentence why Streaming Interaction
should come
to their house.
Why we should come to their house.
And then, will there be a pool involved? You got me thinking about some swimming now.
I know. I want to go swimming.
Well,
you better have a pool or we're not.
They have to have some kind of pool or a bathtub, like a garden.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Garden
tub.
So we can
rub a dub dub.
Yeah. Some sort of spigot.
Some sort of something.
Awesome.
You got to have water.
Well, we will officially amend our contest then. Yeah. Send us in just one sentence or less
why we should come to your house.
Maybe you just type the word party and then
it's all good.
Let's do this. I think it'd be a great time.
How about one word?
Oh, that would be good, dude. Yeah.
One word.
That's challenging.
Meatloaf.
Well, then Lee's not going because he hates meatloaf.
That's right. This is getting out of control.
The singer or the food?
How about this?
Both.
You just tell us.
Yeah, why we should come to your house.
You just tell us why we should come to your house. You pick as many words as you want.
Yeah, just, paragraph, book.
Bought a boat home.
Less than a
sentence,
thousand.
I'd love to do the show from somebody's house.
Yeah,
it'd
be awesome.
A lot of fun.
In 500 words or less.
500 words or less.
We're going to need
include
an essay
a picture
from
and a
each
DNA
and every
sample.
We need a picture and some fingerprints. And
could be good.
It could be awesome.
I think we've had a great show tonight. Yeah. I think we've had a lot of fun. Scott, you've given us a lot to think about, Mr. Mm-hmm. Trent.
Yeah,
and
don't go to Florida.
Don't ever go to Florida.
Dogs.
I'm going to Florida tomorrow.
I personally don't want to go to Florida. I'm going to stay out of
don't
Florida.
Buy no puppies.
I think he is going to Florida, as a matter of fact.
I really am.
But we're glad that you've hung out. You've hung out
dude.
With us and,
thanks, Scott,
and spent the evening. And there's no place I'd rather be on a Wednesday night than recording with you fine gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
and giving America a tasty treat that we like to call Streaming Underground. Yeah. So check us out online.
Definitely like Florida.
Send us an email, streamingunderground@gmail.com. Until next week, America, take care.
See ya.
Bye, Scott.